We will read from second chapter, 14th sloka, 14th and 15th. Matrasprasastu Kaunteya.
Matrasprasastu Kaunteya.
Sitosna Sukhada.
Sitosna Sukhada.
Agama Paino Nitya.
Agama Paino Nitya.
Sansithiksha Swabharata.
Sansithiksha Swabharata.
O son of Kunti, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress, the disappearance in due course, are like the appearance and disappearance of winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception, O son of Bharat, and one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. Before that also there is one slope will be. Dehinosmin yatha dehe. Kaumaram yauvanam jara.
Kaumaram yauvanam jara.
Tatha dehantara prapti.
Tatha dehantara prapti.
Dhirastatra namoyati.
Dhirastatra namoyati.
As the embodied soul continuously passes in this body from bahya to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death, and a sober person is not bewildered by such a change or fall. Since every living entity is an individual soul, it is changing his body every moment, manifesting sometimes as a child, sometimes as a youth, and sometimes as an old man. Yet the same spirit soul is there and does not undergo any change. This individual soul finally changes the body at death and transmigrates to another body. And since it is sure to have another body in the next birth, either material or spiritual, there was no cause for lamentation by Arjun on account of death, neither for Bhishma nor for Drona, for whom he was so much concerned. Rather, he should rejoice for their changing bodies from old to new ones, thereby rejuvenating their energy. Such changes of body account for varieties of enjoyment or suffering according to one's worth in life. So, Bhishma and Drona, being noble souls, were surely going to have spiritual bodies in the next life, or at least life in heavenly body for superior enjoyment of material existence. So in either case there was no cause of lamentation. So yahan pe Prabhupada bahut hi important point hamare ye bata rahe hain. Arjun is frustrated and in deep anxiety, distress, depression. हमें भी बहुत डिप्रेशन होता है कभी कभी, है ना? So the depression, anxiety, fear and lamentation, whenever it touches you, immediately you should think that this is due to our ignorance, अज्ञानता के कारण. अज्ञानता के कारण ही ये सब होता है. वास्तव में there is no cause for lamentation, fear, anxiety, stress, depression for the soul, for a living entity. But because he is ignorant of his real spiritual nature. And what is that real spiritual nature?
We are eternal.
We are full of knowledge and full of bliss. So because the soul is ignorant of that, therefore he worries. So similarly Arjun also in this situation where he has to fight for his duties So what Krishna is telling Arjuna, he should go and kill, isn't it? But killing is not good. Why he is telling to kill? So this is a very important point to understand. Why Krishna is provocating Arjuna to kill, and that also killing his own family member, is not good. Is it good or not?
It is good when it is in touch of Dharma.
So why it is good? Suppose somebody tells you, go and kill your brother. Imagine the situation. First of all, before reading Bhagavad Gita, you have to imagine the exact situation, what is happening in the Kurukshetra war. Just like in front of you, you have brother? Just in front of your own brother is standing, and you have to take a sword and put in his chest. Just see the situation. This is the situation in front of us. So Arjun was depressed not because of some ordinary reason, and not only one brother, hundreds of brothers, grandfather, guru, own spiritual master. Just suppose somebody tells you to kill me, take sword and kill me. It's so difficult. In such a situation, very difficult to decide. When we come to know, by chance, it's just like, suppose you come to know you have so much love for your family members, but you come to know that your own family members are criminals, and suppose you are magistrate, you are the judge, and your own son or your own father, let us see, father is more appropriate, you can relate more. Your own father is in the court for committing some murder, and you have to give sentence of death. What will you do? Or your own mother, very dear. What will you do? Will you give or not? Will not give. But suppose somebody else is there. Will you give or not? Why?
I have really not there.
So means that you are becoming partial. You are favoring somebody and you are neglecting somebody. Therefore, you will be subjected to sin. Corruption. This is called corruption. This is what is corruption. This is the definition of corruption. Corruption begins from here only. You are politician, very nice, good. I am the president of the country. But first I will see my family, then whole country. Same thing happened with Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra, in order to protect his son, one, that of Duryodhana, to favor Duryodhana, he was ready to sacrifice entire kingdom. Whole Hastinapur, whole Bharatvarsha, he was ready to sacrifice. Because of his affection to his son, the Duryodhana, 64 crore people died in the Kurukshetra war. Simply because of this moha of Dhritarashtra to his son Duryodhana. This moha is so dangerous. And because of this moha, we are committing so many sins, just like Dhritarashtra committed this grievous sin. Similarly, we all become attached to the body and we think that I want to protect my body, my family of my body, my family's body, and like that. And then for that we favor one section and we unfavor other section, and therefore for doing partiality this is called corruption. And this is what is going on today in this society. And this is the reason why people are not able to come out of this corruption, come out of this sinful criminal mentality, because they are so much attached. Sometimes they are attached to their own body, sometimes they are attached too much to their own ideas, sometimes they are attached too much to their own family, sometimes they are too much attached to their state, too much attached to their country, too much attached to their community, and therefore they neglect others. And that's how they commit crime. Wait, Sanjay Prabhu is not coming. So, anyway, leave it. So therefore, this moha is the cause of all problems in this material world. And very difficult to break. Why is not give sentence of this? As a district magistrate, as a judge, you should decide. If you are not deciding, means that you are doing partiality, corruption. This is called corruption. So therefore, such people cannot become leader. They should not be made, anybody who has this moha, he should not be made the leader. He is not qualified to become the leader. And therefore, a person who is supposed to be the leader, he should not, either there are two cards. If he has the family, then he should not be attached to that family, or he should not have family. Or he should be guided by somebody who does not have such attachments. There are three possibilities. First is, either he himself should not have attachment. Second, by if he has attachment, then he must take shelter of somebody and who doesn't have attachment. Then he is protected. And the third option is that third option is that he should not be attached. Even if you have a family, or even if you have such situation where you have family, or what, he should not attach. He should, when moment comes, anything wrong somebody does in family, you should be ready to So that's my detachment. Should be there if you are real leader. Okay, if you are not leader like Sudras, Vaishyas, no problem. But when you come to the Kshatriya platform or Brahmana platform, there you have to become detached. If you are not detached, then you are not qualified to be the leader. And if such persons who are attached, if they are made leader, then they will lead whole society into wrong direction. Because they will do corruption, they will do nonsense, sinful activities, crime, and therefore whole world will follow them, and everybody is starting crime. And the modern world is filled with such criminal minded leaders, and therefore the whole society, everybody is criminal minded. Suppose I am criminal minded, then how I can stop the people who are dependent on me? Suppose I am wrong. Anybody who is following me, I cannot teach him that he should be right. So if I am wrong, then to take support of everybody, I will allow, okay, sanction. Okay, this much wrong is allowed. So everybody will do that much wrong. And that was happening today. This way. See the censor board, the movies, what is happening. Earlier there is, even kissing scene they will not show, or anything, some train will pass or something, like that. Then what happened suddenly from that time in 1960 to today? Why now they are allowing everything? Either morality has changed or rule has changed? No. It's simply people's consciousness has degraded, that's all. The leader's consciousness has degraded. When leader becomes weak, then for his sense gratification he is sanctioned. Okay, theek hai.
They are all are doing
nonsense
activities
in our school.
They are not able to stop.
Yeah, they themselves are doing. So, okay, theek hai. Aap, aapne aisa kyun kar kiya? Theek hai, itna allowed hai, no problem. Itna allowed hai. Phir agla hai, usne thoda aur allow kar diya. Allow karte karte, after some day, there will be naked dances on the street. So, this is what, when leaders are not perfect, leaders are having attachment, their princes are not under control, they have anartha in their heart, then these leaders will mislead the entire society. And therefore entire society will go to hell. And that was happening. You understand, no? Current scenario. This is the current scenario. Aaj ke samay mein bilkul yahi ho raha hai.
लोगों का
जो बिल्कुल इसमें कोई इंटरफेयर नहीं हो, इसलिए उन्होंने धर्म और इसलिए बैठा दिया। इसलिए इधर टू ऑप्शन, इधर टू लेट द थिंग्स गो ऑन, बट इफ यू वांट टू करेक्ट द सिचुएशन वी हैव टू कम आउट ऑफ दिस मोह, दिस अटैचमेंट. We have to cut the attachment. The rope should, the affections for the society, for the family, for all these things should not force us to commit sin. That much detachment we should develop. That is the point. And Arjun here was becoming attached to the family. He knew that he has to kill now. He came with, on the battlefield, very strongly he came on the battlefield. चलिए देखते हैं कौन है मेरे सामने लड़ने वाला, थोड़ा बीच में लेके चली, देखता हूँ कौन आया मेरे सामने युद्ध करने के लिए. जब देखा किसको देखा, भीष्म द्रोण आदि, इन्होंने तो मुझे अपनी गोदी में बैठा के खाना खिलाया है, ये मेरे गुरुदेव मुझे सिखाया है पढ़ाया लिखा, इनको मैं मारूंगा, इनको तुम मारने जा रहा है, मन बोल रहा है उसका. एंड देन ही बिकेम डिप्रेस्ड. And that's how it happens in our life. And therefore he could not make the right choice. Because he got, his heart became weak in front of attachment. So this is what is happening around. So this sloka basically tells that Krishna is telling Arjuna that why he should not become, why he should kill his family members. So he is proving, Krishna is proving here, Prabhupada in purport proving, that if Arjuna kills the Drona and Bhishma, it is good for them also, it is good for Arjuna also, and it is good for entire world. And Prabhupada explained how it is good for Arjuna. So it is very easy to understand it is good for Arjuna, because see, Arjuna will become king. That is not difficult. But how it is good for their family members?
But Arjuna, if Arjuna will win the field, then if there is no relatives, and how will he enjoy?
So that is the main problem. That he is thinking of his own enjoyment. But if he will not kill, then can he? But nobody will enjoy. Still, they will not enjoy. So, मारना उनके लिए गलत गलत जी मारना मारने का कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है मारने में मरने में क्या दिक्कत है गलती नहीं की वो मरना चाहते हैं दैट इज द प्रॉब्लम गलती किया है ना उन्होंने वो दे देमसेल्फ वांट टू बी गेट किल्ड क्योंकि भीष्म पितामह की जो स्थिति थी वो मृत्यु से भी ज्यादा बदतर थी अगर आप भीष्म पितामह की सिचुएशन देखो तो ही विदाउट हिज यू नो डिजायर विश ही हैज टू फाइट against dharma. He was not happy. He was thinking that somehow or other if I die that is the best. So it is not bad. Why it is not bad? Killing is not bad. See why Prabhupada is writing here. That's why I have taken this sloka today. You can read here. This individual soul finally changes the body at death. So the soul, actually when Arjuna kills the Drona or Bhishma, the soul doesn't die. Actually the person doesn't die. Person changes body and transmigrates to another body, and since it is sure to have another body in the next birth, agle janam mein to phir milega hi sharir, aur naya sharir milega, aur achha sharir milega, fresh sharir milega. There was no cause for lamentation by Arjuna on account of death, neither for Bhishma nor for Drona. Kyunki unko agar maar deta hai to bhi kya dikkat hai? They will get anywhere another body. They are going to get another body, isn't it? Fresh body they are going to. वैसे भी body बुढ़ा हो गया है, किसी काम करा नहीं. They cannot do anything with this. You understand? And they will get another fresh body.
So can we raise the question that so we can kill anyone?
No, I am not telling this point. Why Arjuna? We are not talking for anybody killing. We are not talking about anybody's killing. We are talking about this situation where Arjuna is not killing because he is thinking that this killing of them is not good. So he is not killing By not killing them, he is acting against dharma. He has to protect the religion. So why he should think that about them? Why he should not kill them? If he has to protect religion, then why he is not killing? What is the problem?
Maybe he can capture him then, put him in the jail.
No, he is not doing that now. He is telling that I will not fight. He is not telling that I will capture and I will put them in jail. He is telling that I will not fight. This particular situation we are discussing, that here he is not killing. He is telling that I will not fight at all.
So taking sannyas also? Can't get all options, if you need to
have to do that. So he said that only, that I will not fight. So why he, see the when, why, although he knows that this is right, killing them is right, it is necessary. Do you think it is good or not?
Yes.
Should they be killed or not? We are not talking about anybody is killing, see. When you ask this question, that then you can kill anybody. We are not talking about anybody's killing. We are talking the killing in a particular situation. You understanding? Particular situation.
Particular situation when we know about the other person's behavior.
Yes.
Then we can decide when we kill or
not. No, they should be killed, no? This Dhritarashtra, they should be killed or not?
Yeah, because we know that they are against the Dharma.
Yes. But why he is not killing? That's what they're discussing.
They are related to him.
Yeah. So related to him, but he should kill or not? If he doesn't kill, then there will be more problem in this society. Because this Duryodhana will do more atrocities. His courage will increase more, he will be more encouraged to do sinful activities, sin. Yes, weakness. This is weakness. And this weakness will allow Duryodhana to do more nonsense. Because अभी तक तो थोड़ा सोच के करता था, पर अभी अगर युद्ध नहीं करता है, अब तो खुलेआम करेगा तू. अब तो उसको कोई रोकने वाला है भी नहीं. So therefore, it was necessary to kill them. So because they were against dharma. Anybody who comes against dharma, doesn't matter whoever he is, he must be killed. That is the verdict of the scriptures. Doesn't matter who he is. Even in penal code of your constitution of India, it is there that if your father, mother or son comes in the court, you must give him sentence of death. You cannot say that, no, he is my father, I will not give sentence of death. No, you have to give. Because that is the law. So this is the one reason. That even this, there is no need for them to fear. Arjun can kill them. Why not? There is no loss for them. What is the loss for this Pitama? We are discussing the loss.
Yes.
For this Pitama there is no loss. Why there is no loss? Because anyway, suppose this body is killed, he is going to get next body.
Is there loss for Arjun?
No loss for Arjun. What is loss for Arjun? There is no loss for Arjun. Arjun is also going to get another family in the next life. There is no loss. So Bhishma Pitama is going to get another body, and Arjuna will get a bigger family, happy family. Abhi tak koi happy nahi tha family mein. Now whole world will become happy because of this situation.
Without attachment, how can we serve the family in very well manner?
Without attachment, you can serve the family in a best manner. If Dhritarashtra would not have been attached to Duryodhana, then his other 100 sons would not have died. अगर वो डांट देता दुर्योधन को तो दुर्योधन कभी गलती नहीं करता। अगर वो डांटता दुर्योधन को, पकड़ के उसको बंद कर देता जेल में, पिटाई करता तो समझ जाता, सुधर जाता। पर ये अटैचमेंट इज सो स्ट्रांग दैट ही डिडंट वांटेड टू पनिश दुर्योधन। ही वाज रेडी टू किल इंटायर 64 करोड़ आर्मी, but he did not, he was not ready to punish Duryodhana.
64 crore army?
Yes. 64 crore people were killed in the Kurukshetra war. Only because Duryodhana, because of Dhritarashtra's attachment to Duryodhana. So therefore, this attachment is so dangerous. And we all are attached. If Dhritarashtra would have punished Duryodhana, then his family would have been more happy. And this fellow also would have been more happy. If his 100 son, mani bhi ek putra Duryodhana ko maar bhi deta, to 99 putra the. Hai ki nahi? Aur Duryodhana se affection rakhne kaan to 100 putra maare gaye. So he could have served his family in a better way if he would not have attachment. Any example you can say, if you don't have attachment, you will serve without any partiality. Families are breaking today, why? Because of attachment. Too much strong attachment, and so therefore there is breaking. Somebody you love too much and somebody you don't love. And then there is breakage. So that's what is the problem. Like, you see, that in the family, I have seen that if you become too much attached to one person, then other will feel neglected. And therefore, if you are too much attached to your his child, if he does nonsense, he will not punish him. So he will keep on doing nonsense. There was a child, so he used to, his mother was loving this child so much that she even did not wanted to tell even anything. She did not wanted to punish this child for any nonsense he does. So he went, one day he went and stolen 25 paise from somebody's pocket. So he came and gave it to mother. Mother, see, I have stolen, brought this. So mother did not say that, no, it's not this, it's not right. So mother said, no problem, it's okay. Then next day, 25 rupees is stolen. So mother said, no problem, it's okay. Then 25,000. Like that. So he was caught. He was put into the jail. So then one day he committed murder. So he was given sentence of death. So antim ichha kya hai aapki, pucha logo ne. So usne bola ki I want to speak to my mother. So his mother was brought. Bola ki main usse kaan mein bolna chahta. तो उसने कान काट लिया अपनी मदर का, अपने दांत से। तो पूछा कि ऐसा क्यों किया तूने? बोला कि अगर इसने मुझे उस दिन रोक दिया होता, अटैचमेंट हटा के, मुंह हटा के उस दिन अगर मुझे रोक दिया होता, मारा होता, तो आज मैं इस जगह पे मुझे मृत्यु दंड की सजा नहीं मिलती। अगर उस समय अपना मुंह त्याग के मुझे मार दिया रहता, डांटा रहता, तो आज ये स्थिति नहीं आती। Just like suppose you have a small vial here, or poison. मतलब एक अंग में poison हो गया, ठीक है नहीं? पता चले कि यहाँ पे आपको सांप ने काट दिया आपको, और वो जहर जो है फैल रहा है पूरे शरीर में, तो क्या अच्छा है कि नहीं, अरे मेरा हाथ है कितना प्रेम प्यार प्यारा उंगली है मेरा, इसको कैसे काट सकता हूँ, नहीं नहीं नहीं, लेट होल बॉडी डाई, पॉइजन फैलने दीजिए पूरे शरीर में, क्या अच्छा है, एक उंगली को काटना या पूरे शरीर को मारना। दिस इज द प्रिंसिपल बिहाइंड अटैचमेंट, रिमेन डिटैच, समथिंग रॉन्ग डजेंट मैटर हु एवर ही इज, बी इम्पार्शियल, टेक डिसीजन।
सही क्या गलत क्या है इसका तो अंदाजा हम लोग लगा लेते हैं, लाइक उंगलियां काटना जरूरी है खाना पर जीवन चाहे सही जाएगा, देखो फिर बॉडी की बात आगे हम कर लेंगे, क्योंकि मान लीजिए यहाँ पर आ गया कि हमारे गवर्नर ने गलत किया, तो हमें पता है कि उनको उसका सजा जरूरी है, मैं कर दूँ सजा जरूरी है हमें, लेकिन ये करेंगे तो और ये करना इतना आसान नहीं हो पाता उसको, तो उसके लिए मतलब कि क्या क्या टॉनिक क्या दवा क्या करें कि वो ऐसा कर पाए हम लोग।
दिस इज वी आर नॉट टॉकिंग अबाउट व्हाट यू शुड डू, we are talking what should be done.
But should be done, I think it's obvious. We know that he is being sin, so he must be killed.
He must be killed, so that he should understand at least. Knowledge should be there. Eh? But he should not go and kill, because you are not the authority to kill. Understand? So therefore the point is that, but we should know that this is not right. This is incorrect. And we should not be attached. ठीक है चलो मेरा भाई ही है ना कर रहा है, जैसे बिहार में लालू यादव का भाई है साला है साधु यादव तो कुछ भी करता है तो कोई कुछ नहीं बोल सकता है, क्यों, क्योंकि लालू यादव का साला है, एंड देन ही इज डूइंग ऑल नॉनसेंस, इज अफेक्शन
अभी, लेकिन उसने छोड़ दिया आरसीटी छोड़ के कांग्रेस में,
जो भी हो दैट डजंट मैटर, everybody is like that, whole family. So the first point is that we should know that this is not right, and if they don't listen, then don't become attached. Let them do whatever they want, and they will suffer. Then they will understand. Then but he will not suffer. When they will suffer. You will know anyway they did not, they are suffering.
So maybe the only reason can be that we should not punish them, but we can leave them.
Yeah, we can keep ourselves detached. Detached, understand, living in detached. Jo bhi ho, mujhe ab matlab nahi hai. Hai na? Like that. Kyunki jab usko saza milegi, so don't feel pain. No? Because they did not listen. When you suggested them. So therefore, we should not be attached like that. So similarly, Dhritarashtra was so developed so much pain in his heart when he came to know that his 100 sons are killed. So in so much pain, he was so angry that he wanted to kill Bhim. So he told that I want to embrace my nephew Bhim. Please bring. I am very happy with him. So Krishna knew that this fellow is going to do some nonsense because he is so much attached. How suddenly he could develop so much love? So therefore Krishna sent, you know, one statue, lohe ka bilkul, Bhim jaisa statue ko uske samne bheja, Dhritarashtra ke samne. Aur usne aise pakad ke usko chur chur kar diya, lohe ke Bhim ko, Dhritarashtra ne. Tab usko pata chala ki ye to lohe ka tha. तो उसको शर्म आई कि मैंने क्या किया, फिर उसको बहुत बुरा लगा, तो कितना अटैचमेंट था जैसी
उस वक्त तक,
हाँ उस वक्त तक, अभी भी उसको समझ में नहीं आया, वी शुड नॉट बिकम वी शुड, इट वॉज वेरी गुड इफ दिस फेलो वॉज किल्ड, स्नेक वॉज किल्ड, स्नेक दुर्योधन वॉज स्नेक,
Prabhu ji, I have one question. Like Duryodhan was killed and the rules of Gada Yudh that before the stomach there should not be no defense or attack, and that Krishna said to the Bhim attack on his head. So is it the right way to kill Duryodhan?
Anything and everything is right. to kill a snake. किसी तरह से उसको मारना है, अब पूछ पे मार नहीं मारना है, मुंह पे मारना है, कहीं से भी मारो पर उसको मारो, बिकॉज ही स्नेक, ही इज डेंजरस, बच गया तो और ज्यादा खतरा करेगा.
And also because Prabhuji, the rules which were set for the war, Duryodhana was the first person to break the rules.
Break? They broke in?
Something when you kill somebody.
They broke the rule. There was no rule actually. After the Abhimanyu's death, there was no rule being followed in Kurukshetra.
At night also the war
being given. That was the rule made that if somebody breaks the rule, then you cannot tell others that you don't break rule. Mm-hmm. That was also the rule. If you break, then we'll also break. That was the rule.
But Karna, in the end of the war, when the last 2 days he was the Senapati, he didn't kill Arjun and in the evening. Mm-hmm. And Arjun said to Krishna that I am living on the sympathy of Karna that he didn't kill me. He was he could have killed me if he thought, but why he left me? Then Krishna said, whatever has happened, it was other's fault, but now he is Senapati, he will not break any rule of the world. And he, that's why he has not killed you. But when the next day the wheel of the the wheel of the chariot was dumped into the mud and the Karna was trying to get that out. And Krishna said to Arjun, kill him. And Arjun refused it because he was not on his chariot. And he said, he doesn't have this bow and arrow in his hand and I will not kill him. But Krishna said, you kill it. So I have a question that yesterday Karna left it that I will not break the rule. And next day Krishna broke the rule to kill the Karna. What's the reason behind that?
Reason is that Karna wanted to be killed because he himself was not happy while fighting with Duryodhana. So, although he was not there, but he was involved in the Abhimanyu's killing, that day he broke the rule. Now his heart has transformed. But that day why he broke? Because of that, his heart was depressed. So therefore he was not, now he was knowing that I will not do further sin. Already I have done sin. And he was ready to accept any punishment for that thing. So therefore he was supposed to be. And another reason was that to kill a person, if he is acting against the religion, any means you can kill.
Against the dharma.
Yeah, against the dharma. Anybody who
but
is
two bad deeds are carried with the Karna, like the Pashu.
Yes, Karna went to back to God. Everybody went back to spiritual world.
He has taken the bad deeds in the earlier life, like he has taken the education from Parshuram, Guru Parshuram, and he didn't tell that he was Kshatriya, and he has given him bad deeds that one day when you need this education the most, you will forget it. And other was like somebody's cow he just murdered, and that Rishi had given him the bad deeds that in the final war you will have your wheel of the chariot will be dumped into the mud and you will not able to fight. That two bad deeds played a role.
Yeah, many things. There's so many things comes together behind any incident. There are so many reasons. So that's what we are discussing here, that somehow or other the attachment is a cause of suffering in this world. And if attachment could have a narak, if we have action lane, so then good for everybody. For everybody this is good. So out of attachment sometimes we support even wrong things. Just like Dhritarashtra was supporting Duryodhana, although he did so many wrong things. Why? Because of attachment. So similarly, we also support sometimes many things because, oh, he is my dear friend, how can I say, he is my brother, he is my, why I can say, how I can say that he is doing things, he should not eat meat, he should not do it, oh, he is my brother, no, he is in sick sex, no problem, he is my brother. I can preach others but not my brother. like that, my friend. No. When principle comes,
first of all, we must try to serve our family and
yeah.
others.
So therefore, principle is that we should not distinct this. No? Who is friend and who is enemy when it comes to the religion. So, and if you are able, if you are having this attachment, then you should not become leader. Always. Then you should become Sudra or Vaishya. Don't become leader. Okay? Or if you have that, if you have become leader, then you must be guided by somebody who doesn't have attachment. Then he will guide you. See, you here you are doing wrong, please don't do. Like that. So therefore in the Vedic culture, the kings, all the kings were completely, they had, before becoming king, they had been sent to the Gurukul and 20 years rigorous training in detachment. These saal tak ghar nahi jaate the. 20 years, no home, they will forget. 5 saal ki umar mein wahan ghar se chale jaate the. 20 years tak bar. Family attachment, zero, nil. Hello. Why? Because this attachment will lead you to do sinful activity. Anna? So two things, sense control and attachment. Anna? These two things. Agar aapka sense control mein nahi hai, so you cannot become leader. Any moment you feel, your senses will drag you to the nonsense. And then what you will do? क्योंकि आपने गलत कर दिया तो आप क्या करेंगे क्या हाँ ये ले लाओ दैट मच ओके दिस मच इज ओके नो प्रॉब्लम इतना कर सकते हैं हाँ सिगरेट पी सकते हैं नो प्रॉब्लम चल उसको लॉ बना देंगे बिकॉज यू आर द लीडर तो इतना क्योंकि यू आर रॉन्ग सो देयरफॉर इज देयर दैट दिस मच रॉन्ग इज अलाउड एंड देन होल सोसाइटी विल बिकम रॉन्ग सो देयरफॉर सच पीपल शुड नॉट बी मेड लीडर But here Arjun was the leader. Arjun was the leader. And therefore he cannot go away. If he would not have been leader, then Krishna would not have forced him. But now because he is leader, he cannot run away.
Yudhishthira.
He is a Kshatriya. He is a Kshatriya.
Yudhishthira was the elder brother and he was leading everyone. Like in the user 9th or 10th day, Guru Drona said, I will get the Yudhishthir and leave to Duryodhan. So, because he was the head and you are saying Arjun was the leader, then I have a contradiction.
No, no, there is no contradiction. Arjun was not follower, but at the same time he was the leader. Why? Because the whole Kurukshetra war was depending on him. Yes, entire war. Agar Arjun backed up ho jata to war kaun sa tha?
Unki side se to Bhishma Pitama or...
No, we are not talking about Bhishma Pitama. We are talking about Pandavas.
Pandavas
side where Arjun was the main person.
Arjun was the only defender.
So therefore he was a leader. There should not be any doubt. He is a leader. So if he is a leader, he is so much responsible. How he can act cowardly? And a leader should not think of his own pleasure, what pleases me. So for a leader, country is the first, then comes his own personal life. And therefore it is very difficult to become leader. So leader, creating a leader is a great difficult task. Why? Because a leader must have given up all these non-attachments to the family, to the body, to society, other things. Then he can see impartial. Then he can decide, this is wrong, this is right. Kaun samne khada hai, you will not see. Whoever he is, niyam ke adhaar pe, he will not. Woh dikhate na, adalat mein kya dikhate na, uska aankh mein patti bandhi hoti hai. और तराजू रहता है
अंदर
तो आंख में पट्टी बांध दो मतलब जो कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन में लिखा है उसके आधार पे देना यू डोंट हैव टू पुट योर ब्रेन नाउ with you are the leader. You can know, oh, he's my brother. So therefore this attachment we have to give up. The attachment is, and you see here it is mentioned that Bhishma and Drona, they being noble souls, they are surely going to have a spiritual body in the next life. अगर मारे भी गए तो क्या दिक्कत है, वो तो अगले जीवन में आध्यात्मिक जगत में जा रहे हैं, they're going back to God है, there is no problem for them. तो जितना जल्दी मारे जाएं उतना जल्दी जाएंगे, हैं? There is no problem at all. और जो पापी लोग हैं वो तो
और पाप करेंगे तो
और पाप करेंगे तो और गलत होगा, इसलिए अच्छा है कि इतना ही पाप करके सजा देकर जल्दी से उनको अगले जीवन में भेज दिया जाए. सो देव ऑल्सो इट इज गुड फॉर एवरीबॉडी, इट इज गुड व्हेन यू आर फाइटिंग फॉर धर्म, दिस इज गुड फॉर एवरीबॉडी.
प्रभु जी आपको वन क्वेश्चन, लाइक यू सेड एवरी लाइक टू किल द स्नेक वी हैव एवरी ऑप्शन राइट, बट व्हाई द ब्रदर ऑफ कृष्णा दाऊ बलराम सेड I will kill Bhim. He has killed Duryodhan by this method, so I will kill Bhim. Why he could not understand instead of a brother of the Almighty, and he was saying that I will kill Bhim. He was not understanding that he has killed the snake.
He understood, na?
Why Balram said that
he did not kill Bhim. Mara nahi na?
But he was very angry.
No, that is different thing. But he did not kill, na? Because Duryodhan was his sincere disciple. Duryodhan was disciple of Balram. Balram taught him Gada. So therefore he was there on the battle, जब युद्ध चल रहा था तो जब नियम के अनुसार होना चाहिए हो रहा था तो कोई नहीं जीत रहा था, हार रहा था. जैसे नियम टूटा तो ही began angry. So that is nature. Balram Lord is Balram is playing past time.
But the Duryodhan has bred so many wounds. Why Balram didn't say that this culprit has done so many?
Yeah, but he understood later on when Krishna told him. That is, many times Balram became angry. Because he was playing that role. Balram's role was to become angry. Even Arjun when kidnapped Subhadra, he was angry.
Yeah.
So that was his role, to play. His Lord, he Krishna's expansion. His Lord himself, Balram is none other than Krishna. But he was playing the role, so he became angry. So that Krishna should pacify him. That is his pastime. Like that. So this there is no contradiction in that. That was the role of Balram. So what is the time?
9:15.
So this one point, any man who has perfect knowledge of the constitution of the individual soul, the super soul and the nature, both material and spiritual, is called a dhira or a most sober man. Such a man is never deluded by the changes of body. इसलिए कोई मरता है, किसी घर में मरता है तो रोने लगते हैं लोग, है कि नहीं? They start crying. Why? Because ignorance. मरना तो पहले से ही है, पता ही है सबको मरना है. जब पता था तो आपने इतना अटैचमेंट क्यों डेवलप कर लिया? जैसे मान लीजिए कि आपको मैं 5,00,000 रुपए देता हूँ और बोलूँगा कि कल मैं आपसे ले लूँगा, तो कल मैं जब आपसे लूँगा तो आपको दुख होगा क्या? नहीं होगा ना? पर अगर आप ये सोच ले, हाँ लगता है प्रभु जी ने मुझे दे दिया हमेशा के लिए, अच्छा प्लान भी बना लिया कि इससे ये करूँगा, 1,00,000 रुपये का यहाँ पर इन्वेस्ट करूँगा और 2,00,000 रुपये में घर बनाऊँगा और बाकी जो 1,00,000 रुपया उसे कार खरीदूंगा और फिर घूमूंगा उससे, और फिर जब इतना सब प्लान बन गया और अभी खरीदने जा रहे हैं तभी प्रभु जी आ गए, 4,000 रुपये दे दीजिए अब आप, तो बहुत बुरा लगे, फिर बुरा लगे हैं. तो क्यों? एक्चुअली ये सब जो हम संबंध बनाते हैं इसका अंत हमको पता है, इट इज नॉट माइंड, इट इज मिस्टेक ना वो.
That nobody in the world was left to do not make someone like Vishwamitra was a truly devotee. But instead of that also when Menka came...
No, who said that he was truly devotee? Where it is written? No, no. Who says that he was truly devotee? You say on your own. He was trying to be a devotee. He was a practitioner. He was not perfected soul. Yes. Vishwamitra was not a perfected soul. He was doing tapasya, trying to be perfected.
But then he reached to Dasharath, then he said, I will take one. So, matlab, that was the role. Then he tried to bring the Ram and Sita together. Then I thought he was a truly devotee.
No, that was different time. Then he got lesson. That time he got lesson. Then he, later on he became devotee. Later on he became devotee. But that time he was not devotee. When he was doing tapasya, he got lesson from that he cannot control mind and senses by tapasya. Only by bhakti one can control mind and senses, by Krishna's mercy. So then later on he became devotee.
Bhakti and tapasya are different.
Yeah, much different.
Bhakti, we'll
Prahlad Maharaj did not do any tapasya.
But
he was a great devotee. And here Nakashipu did 36,000 years tapasya, but he was not a devotee.
Because the heart was not
pure. The main thing is transformation of heart, not tapasya. He did 36,000 years tapasya.
Vasudeva was the father of Krishna, and in Badrinath there is a place Vasudeva. The people told that he has tapasya 34,000 years. People said, Madam, Devi asked you somewhere that Vasudev, the father of Krishna, has tapasya of 34,000 years to get the Lord as his child.
No, not that Vasudev. That they are Sutapa and
in the earlier life,
Vrishni, Sutap and one, her wife, they did tapasya.
They did. And in
not Vasudev. Vasudev, not in, that in earlier age.
In
previous life, he was Sutap. His name was Sutap. He did tapasya.
Or next life, he got a Vasudev.
Yeah.
So that was of his past karma.
Yeah. So this is how this whole thing goes. So we should understand this point. That why people feel pain when relative, because anyway this relation is, we know that this is not permanent and any moment anybody can die. So why we feel pain? Because we become detached, attached, we think this is mine. So maan lijiye kya yahan pe MP3 player inhone rakh diya hai ki nahi, to main socha mere bagal mein hai isliye mera hai. Agar main ye sochne lagu to fir kya hoga? जब आप लेंगे तो मुझे बहुत दुख होगा, ये क्यों ले रहे हैं, ये तो मेरा है. फॉल्सली वी आर थिंकिंग दिस इज माइन. इवन लिटिल इंटेलिजेंस इफ यू पुट, यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड दैट नथिंग इज बिलोंग्स टू अस. व्हाई टू बिकम अटैच्ड? एंड एनी मोमेंट इट विल बी टेकन अवे, एंड व्हेन इट विल बी टेकन अवे देन यू विल फील दैट मच पेन. है कि नहीं? False understanding. We think that my relatives, family members, this is mine.
Prabhuji, you have said that if you give us 5 lakh rupees and we have planned like to buy a, purchase a car, purchase a house, but like you said, planning is the destruction of the our mind. If we think that 5 lakh rupees is not ours, then there is no problem. But I have one thing in mind, that nobody in the world can survive in the material world without planning. If we have taken a work, we have to take some planning that we'll do this way, we'll invest this money, or we'll buy this method.
It's not like nobody does without planning. It's not like that. There are many people who don't do planning. They depend on plan of the Lord. You know that Lord already has made plan. Krishna said to Arjuna that I have made plan earlier. Already they are killed. You have just become an instrument. Nimitta matra bhav sabhya sati. Become an instrument. So planning already has been done by Krishna. You have to just play the role. So why not? Many people do like that. Yes. Srila Prabhupada went to West. He did not plan that I'll construct 3 temples there, then 5 temples there before going to America. He just went there because his Guru Maharaj said, you go and everything will happen. So he went there and everything happened. Why? Because already plan has been done. He said to one person, he was sitting on the bench, one person came, he said, that why you are struggling so much? Go back, you will not be able to do anything here. Prabhupada said, no, there are temples and there are devotees, only time is separating.
That name is Mr. Robin.
Prabhupada
said, I am not a poor man, I am rich. There are temples and books, they are existing, they are there, but the time is separating us from them.
Prabhupada said, so planning already, he knows that everything is done.
Yes.
It will come on the right time. Prabhupada knew everything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Prithivite Asyata Nagaradigram, Sarvatra Prachar Bhaiva Marnam. So there are many people who doesn't do much planning. And even if they do planning, they are not attached to that planning. They know that any moment my planning will be finished. So they make plan, but they are not attached to that plan because they know that my plan is temporary. Any moment it can change. If it is matches with Krishna's plan, then it's okay. If it doesn't match, then whose plan will win? Your or Krishna? Krishna's plan. So therefore, he is always flexible in his planning. I am making planning, but there is no guarantee that my planning will succeed. Therefore, even if it breaks planning, then he will not feel pain. Hai ki nahi? Ab hamara planning hai ki main 10 saal ke liye hum par pata chal 10 saal tak ke liye planning kiya, par pata chala ki mera pair toot gaya. हाँ, कल मैं गिर गया वहाँ पे, शायद मैं चोट लग गया मुझे.
उनका प्लानिंग था कल रात को 10 बजे छोड़ने का. उनके फादर और मदर भी यहाँ आए हुए थे, उनको यहाँ दिल्ली पूरा घुमा दिया, घुमाया नहीं, बस आए थे और रात को उसका हाथ टूट गया. वो हॉस्पिटल में उसका ऑपरेशन हो रहा है और आज रात को निकलना था. मम्मी पापा गए उसके, वो यही है.
So like that, our planning is temporary. It doesn't have much meaning. So therefore we should understand this point. So the attachment to the family is kisi chiz, not only family, anything if you are attached, when that thing will be taken away, then that much pain you have to suffer. So better not to become attached. If you want to get attached, then become attached to Krishna. Krishna will always be there with you. Krishna will, you are eternal and Krishna is eternal. So if you develop relation with Krishna, if you develop attachment to Krishna and his devotees, then they will always be there. There is no separation.
And this attachment word is only meant for the attachment with Krishna.
Yeah, that is the purpose. To make us realize that we should only get attached to Krishna, nobody else. Okay, you may be playing role, drama mein jaise role play karte ho, role play karte, I am father, your son. है ना, ड्रामा में रोल. बट जैसे ही ड्रामा खत्म हुआ, पता है कि ही इज ऑल्सो सर्वेंट ऑफ कृष्णा, आई एम ऑल्सो सर्वेंट ऑफ कृष्णा, लाइक दैट. सो वी हैव टू प्ले, वी आर प्लेइंग ए ड्रामा ऑन द स्टेज ऑफ दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड. इन दिस ड्रामा समबडी इज सन, समबडी इज फादर, समबडी इज मदर. पर इसका मतलब ये नहीं सोचते ये मेरे फादर है. जैसे मान लीजिए कि अमिताभ बच्चन जो है वो रोल कर रहा है ड्रामा में, मूवी में, तो कुली का रोल कर रहा है, तो क्या हमेशा कुली हो जाएगा क्या? कुली में बाहर जैसे ही सिनेमा से बाहर आता है तो फिर कुली नहीं रहता. वो ये थोड़ी बोलेगा मैं कुली हूँ. नहीं, नॉट कुली. जस्ट सिमिलरली वी आर, यू नो, फॉर द पर्टिकुलर मूवी वी आर प्लेइंग, यू नो, रोल ऑफ IIT स्टूडेंट और समथिंग लाइक दैट. बट नेक्स्ट मूवी में कहीं कोई और रोल होगा. नेक्स्ट मूवी में हो सकता है रिक्शा वाला का रोल करना.
काफी
एक्सपीरियंस वी शुड बी वेरी केयरफुल. don't develop attachment, because the attachment is going to break one day. So we should serve family, society, but without attachment. Without attachment, sir. That is the real service. And without attachment, the service which is done without attachment doesn't is ahetuki. No? Without any expectation. I am serving you without any expectation. Expectation only will come when you are attached. If you are not attached, then no expectation. If no expectation means your service will be selfless service. And that will be the best service. If you can serve selflessly, that is the best service. So that's why the service done on the detached platform is the best service, because it is selfless.
You mean you are doing that serve without any expectation?
Yeah.
But if you are serving to somebody, then we will think that why we want to serve them? Because we want that they will progress in their life. We want that. That is expectation. If we don't have that expectation, then why we serve them?
No, you are not serving because they will progress. You are serving because they should be happy. Again, they should be happy in their life. That's why you are serving them. But you don't have any personal expectation. You have expectations for him, not for yourself.
Guruji, if I take an example from mother, she became happy when I got married. So that is one thing that you do.
That is different thing. See, you should decide. You should see that according to the scriptures, what is the situation? No, what is your inclination? We should not let others impose their ideas. We should see that what is my inclination. According to my level, how much I can serve. So according to, it differs from different people. Some people, if they are attached, then they will not be able to break. Some people are not attached, so they will be able to break. It depends, it differs. That is personal question, personal understanding, So that we can discuss separately. Okay? So now this is prasadam time. So develop attachment to prasad.
We'll talk about that.